That model of feminist achievement was always a ploy. That's what they put up there to make their vision appealing, to say, you know, look, we're in favor of women achieving their highest potential. Well, if that's what you believe, then you should love Margaret Thatcher and Sarah Palin every bit as much as you love Gloria Steinem. But of course, they do no such thing. They don't care about Sarah Palin. They hate Sarah Palin. And so now we have to ask, what does she represent to them that makes her such a threat to them? And I believe it comes right down to sex. And the vision of sex of the radical feminists is that gender itself is some kind of cosmic accident or a cosmic injustice that we're supposed to wipe out in all possible ways, and that the sexual act is meant to be a sterile act. And so in order to create the kind of world they want, where men and women are basically interchangeable in the labor force, you've got to wipe out the reproductive consequences of sex and completely neutralize that whole part of human life. And Sarah Palin is a very fertile woman. She's a woman who embraces reproductive sex, and she is not a gender-neutral person. She's just not. She is revealing what that brand of feminism was promoting was never really true.